Station.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Our next segment is going to deal with Manhattan Parks and Recreation. And joining us in the studio, we've got three guests. So I'll go off individually here. Melissa Kirkwood, who is the Community Relations Officer. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. We have Sydney Baker with Aquatics and Ice Rink. Good morning.
Good morning.
And then Lindsay Sparlin with Arts, and she's the Arts and Humanities Coordinator. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you guys all in here. Melissa, we'll start with you here. I guess what's some of the new things you're looking forward to here in 2019?
Yeah, so 2019 is here. And for Manhattan Parks and Recreation, although it's cold outside, we've always got things going on with Manhattan Parks and Rec. One of the things that we worked on continuously throughout 2018 to get ready to launch out for 2019 to the public is a new registration software system that we have for the public to use now. It's so much easier. You'll to get in and see it, you'll be able to operate and register and look for reservations and things much easier on our system. It is a system that's powered by a product from Civic Plus called Civic Rec, and many other parks and rec facilities are now starting to use that across the Midwest and nationwide. And it is user-friendly is one reason that we're utilizing it, and also being able to have the user be able to do things more independently on their own so that they can print out, their schedules for themselves and things like that. And if you have had a membership with us previously, whether you've had a pool pass or a membership at our zoo or a membership at the Discovery Center, you are already integrated into that new system. If you have participated with us before, but with this new system, we are going to ask that every user register again, and registration steps are easy to set up an account. It's much like going on to sort of Amazon and creating an account or shopping. So we're excited about that operation, and it did launch yesterday. You may still find a link here or there that is not directing you exactly where it needs to go, but our staffs actually yesterday spent a lot of time actually working to make sure that things got switched over. So our system is up and running, and we'll be ready to be taking registrations for our new winter and spring activities beginning January 14th.
Okay. Yeah. Now the catalog will be available then.
Yes. We have it online right now, so you can kind of start browsing and looking at different things. Lots of people have already started kind of calling our office, asking about baseball and some other activities as well. You can definitely go online and look at those activities. You just can't enroll into them until January 14th.
Okay. Excellent. And Sydney's here, and she's going to talk a little bit about what's going on at the Ice Rink and the Aquatic Center.
Yeah. The ice rink's still open. Pools aren't yet. It's a little chilly out for that, so we're not too concerned with that. But as long as school's not in session, today being the last day, those poor kids and their breaks, we're open 1 to 7. And on days where we are in session, we're open 3 to 7. Skating lessons are starting this Saturday. We have a few openings left at the early sessions as well as the noon. And then we have a second session starting in February. Those are just Saturdays throughout the month. So we're really excited to get all of that up and rolling.
Yeah. And has people been spending a lot of time here over the holiday break out at the ice rink?
Oh, yeah. Tons of people are out at the ice rink. Our staff is well equipped to handle the capacity we're seeing these days. But we're excited to have everybody out and having fun. They're keeping everything up, and the ice is smooth. The skates are sharp. We're ready to have you out.
Now, my daughter's not much of a skater, but she's having a birthday. We've been looking at birthday party options here. Is that something you guys do out there?
It is. We do offer rental options, and now with our new software up and running, you can get online and rent the facility yourself. You don't even have to come in and talk to us, which is great. You can do it from your couch in your pajamas. I was looking at that yesterday in mine, so it was fantastic. We're always available if you have questions too, but we've still got plenty of rental spots available. We do that in the mornings at 10:30. And we also have spots like early afternoon and then evenings once we're closed. So that's great.
Okay. Awesome. I've also got Lindsay Sparlin here, Arts and Humanities Coordinator. What's going on with you guys here in the new year?
We are creating new programs. So the first one that we really want to advertise the most is Parents Night Out. It gives parents the opportunity to drop their kids off on the last Friday of every month. It's only $10 per kid, and it's from 6 to 9, and it's at the community house, which will give them the opportunity to have a safe environment to play games, watch movies, just give the parents a night out and let them to go do whatever they feel like doing and maybe get dinner, watch a movie or something. But, yeah, we're really excited about that starting in January, and then we also have Gym Buddies starting up here pretty soon, and it gives parents of kids that are in preschool or younger the opportunity to play inside. We host that at Peace Memorial City Auditorium, and it's for kids that are 6 months old to 6 years old. You can bring your siblings. It's $35 for the first child and then $5 for every additional child after that. But there is games and toys for them to play with, and it just kind of gives the parents a chance to let their kids burn out all that energy and kind of give them a break and burn off the energy that they've stored from staying inside all day. And then we also have our youth arts and pottery classes, and then we also have team pottery. That will be starting the 21st through the until April is whenever those classes are, and they're in the evenings. It kind of gives them the chance to just be creative and work with an instructor that is very experienced, and the team pottery is working with the parents and the children working together to create something, so it kind of gives a family moment to work together. And then we are also excited to announce counselors in training over the summer. We are taking pre-registrations here pretty soon, but that is going to be for teenagers that are 14 to 17 working with Little Apple Day Camp, and they will partner with our groups that we already have set up, and it'll be from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we have a mandatory training that is the May 28th through the 31st.
Okay, so a lot of stuff here. I think that Parents Night Out thing, that's going to be a real popular thing, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
And when does that start again?
The first one of those is the last Friday of January, and then it'll be the last Friday of every month after that.
Okay, super. And, well, all kinds of neat activities there, designed really for families, it sounds like. And are a lot of these events that you do there, are these done every year?
Most of them have been year after year. We are trying to promote new programs and get those out there, especially with our new system. It's a lot more user-friendly, so it's easier to create programs and actually get enrollment in them because it's much user-friendly.
All right. Well, it's interesting, Melissa, because, you know, wintertime, you wouldn't think too much about stuff going on at Parks and Rec, but you guys are busy.
We are busy. We're always busy trying to look at new programming, but also keep our current programming active. And we'll always evaluate each program after we do it as well, from the public side and from our own internal staff side. We want to hear from the public, like what they like, what they like about our programs, suggestions about new programming, and that's actually kind of how Gym Buddies started. It was through public input that said, hey, I really wish there was some place we could go inside when it's 18 degrees out, and that is actually how we kind of launched that program. We launched it last winter, and it has had a building success, and, you know, we'll always have those strong programs that we offer, whether it's, you know, our ongoing sports programs or humanities or arts and crafts, or, you know, camps that we offer, but we're looking for input from the public to create those new programs too. From a parks perspective and a facility perspective, we're always busy too. I know you just had USD 383 in, and we're strong partners with them with our new indoor facilities, our indoor recreation facilities. We are in that planning stage right now of design for those buildings right now, and we've got a steering committee of various different community members and our design build team, and they have been meeting for the last several months started in actually late May of 2018. Sorry, I got to get all my years right now that it's 2019. And the end of January, they will be going before the City Commission to talk about the proposed plan and design for those new facilities. So, you know, it's been a long time coming to have those facilities for our community. So we're excited to be able to be moving forward in 2019 for the design and build of those. And also from a parks perspective, you know, people think, oh, it's winter and the parks, but, you know, we've got a lot of trails out there that people use every day. People still utilize our parks. If you are to look, our offices sit directly across from City Park, and that is one of our most utilized parks in the community. People are utilizing that every day, no matter what the weather. And one thing, for instance, that's going on in one of our parks right now, in Longs Park, we've got tree recycling going on. So if you're, you know, starting that new year off and starting to clean your holidays away, the live Christmas trees can be recycled at Longs Park through the month of January. We do ask that all the decorations be taken off of them, and our parks team then takes that and compiles that into mulch for all of our trails, our parks, and things so that it is usable year-round. And we also are working with other partners in the community as well, with some of our parks that are being not only renovated, but new projects that are going on, such as the Bluemont Hill Project. I know you've talked with Kiwanis Club and different different components there. We've got we've got new trails now. The old Blue River Trail is open and operational, and that is being utilized every day. It's a great, not only a great trail, but a great point of access for the north end of our community to be able to access the rest of Manhattan via foot or bike.
Excellent. A lot of good stuff here. We're out of time here, but I appreciate you guys coming on our program here today, and look forward to a great new year with you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's Melissa Kirkwood. We also had Sydney Baker and Lindsay Sparlin here, our guests. We'll continue on with Riley County Health Department next on News Radio KMAN.